This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Tobias!
Yes.
Hey, how are you,
dude? I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing excellent, thank you. I believe if I'm looking at your tour schedule, are you up in Canada right now?
Yes.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. How's the French? Good?
You mean the French speaking people up here, or my French?
Your French. Oh, they're fine. They yeah. Nailed the language. It was really yours I was worried about.
Okay, no, my French is so and so. Not very good, actually. Unfortunately, not. I wish I spoke more French, because we do occasionally not only hit the parts of Canada where they speak French, but we're actually doing quite well in France. So we do spend time there. So it would be in place to get my chops up.
Hey, so let me ask you this. Is there a place in the world where Ghost isn't doing well?
I think that the great unknown would be parts of Asia.
Actually, okay.
Because we have simply not we haven't toured there yet. Like, I'm talking more like, you know, Indonesia, Malaysia, places like that, that where you can tour. I mean, as opposed to other parts of the world where, you know, it's a sort of a no-go zone, unfortunately. Yeah, but that might change in the future, you know, depending on, you know, war situations and all that stuff. But whereas I believe, obviously, there's a great number of not only hard rock and metal fans in these parts of the world, but bands, you know, big bands tend to go to Thailand, Singapore, and stuff like that. But we have never, it just never materialized. And so now it's a little bit of like, oh, should we try to do that? You know, because it's, but still, you know, we've also managed to get up, you know, get the show up to a level that sometimes makes it a little behemothy when it comes to like trying out new things.
Sure.
Because people know, you know, I as a, you know, director of the play sort of have my wishes of how I want it to be executed. And I think that people who had been waiting for years for us to come want to have the same thing as everyone else. And that might not necessarily be the easiest thing to pull off.
Yeah, so, I get that.
But overall, I think that we're doing quite okay on a worldwide basis.
Well, I mean, hell, you crashed Spotify the other day. I feel like things are going pretty good. At least you know the demand is there. If you're crashing Spotify, you've done something right.
Yes. Yeah. We kicked that off the list.
Hey, so let me ask you this, Tobias. Like we talk about like the demand, and it was the fan Q&A that everything got crashed down. And coming off of this off this record specifically, the reviews, whether it's for the tour, whether it's for the record, like everything has been so positive. Is like you talk about like being a metal band or stuff like that. Do you get angry at times, or does it make you laugh at times when people try to figure out exactly what little area to put you guys into?
No, definitely not angry. It's that is not my problem, really. I don't have a problem with people having a problem with it. If I want to be the most super positive person ever and just see everything from, you know, a half full sort of perspective, it's like a lot of, since most things today is measured by activity, you know, Spotify activity, online activity, whatever.
Sure.
As opposed to, you know, 30 years ago when it was sales, like one record sold was one unit and that counted. But nowadays everything is about content and activity. The one thing that people, especially those who aren't really chatting about like how good they think we are, but how bad they think we are, that adds to the activity. So actually, it's actually a good thing.
Right.
So keep on talking. You know, it's all good. All fine.
Hey, so if you take Impera, right, the record, and you go back 12 years ago, is it harder now to write a record, or was it easier? I read something, and you tell me if this is right, okay, Tobias? When you talked about the first record, the first Ghost record, you said all those songs were written very spontaneously, playful with no expectations. You had very little. You had friends. You had loves and a guitar. Is it harder now because of where the band is?
Yes. It is harder to come up with new things that is supposed to either fit in, depending on how you see it, fit into the context whilst expanding it. And it's like working along several seasons of a series. You have to add characters, you have to add twists to the characters to the story that will make sense. So for every season you write, the harder it gets to sort of, unless you've done the most sensible thing, which most series creators of series haven't done, that you begin backwards. You start with the ending and then just work your way back to,
right,
to a start. And the only series that I can ever come up with that I believe is written that way would be Breaking Bad. I don't know if that is the case, but that really felt like, okay, this is the ending. This was not forced. And it feels a little bit like that when you're writing records, and especially when you're, I don't know if you call it niched, but yeah, we're sort of niched. And storytelling, it is actually harder in one way of looking at it. On the other hand, I decided already writing the second record that I was not going to make identical record.
Right.
So, and so far, despite there having been an ongoing debate for the last at least 10 years since the second record came, if it's good or not, people keep shouting out the same thing. So obviously it's doing something. And but from people who are interested in the band and like the band, it seems like there's a little bit of card, maybe not launch, but base at least, to keep on exploring, which feels a little bit more liberating than it would have been if we were synonymous with just one beat.
At what point did you feel like that Ghost had kind of crossed that line and was starting to make the break? Like, is it when bands like Metallica start taking you out on the road, Or, like, did you know long before then that it was going to go?
It's hard to answer this question without sounding, because now obviously we are after the fact of many of these things, but, and of course we've done, a lot of make or break moves ever since, but it feels like a lot of the biggest steps we took or that was taken for us was the ones that was taken very early on.
Right.
Just because it was such an, literally in like an overnight success. I knew already in 2008 when I was recording the first, like the most part of the majority of the material on the first record was already recorded and demoed in 2008. And even though it was a small circle of people who'd heard it, there was a reaction amongst those people that made me feel confident that this is music that will move people. Of course, that it people did that. That did not there was no specificity as to how many people or to whatever extent it would commercially do well. But I knew that there was definitely. This was a project worth writing, investing time in, writing material for, because it seems to have an effect on people. So I knew it was going to have an effect. And then fast forward 2 years, and we published our songs on MySpace, and the overnight success that was on MySpace really proved that from nothing, 20 people having heard it, to 2,000 overnight, something like, I don't know exactly remember the number, but right. It was clear that it was going to affect people. And that felt like the biggest step ever, because before that, I had been in bands that wasn't really going anywhere. Had somewhat of a small underground sort of chatter but never really had any overnight successes, if that is what you want. But of course, as anyone who chose to put a guitar on your belly, you do it because you want recognition. You want to go somewhere, and everybody in the band always want to get signed. They want an A&R to come in and like, you can quit your jobs,
right?
That's what you want to hear. That's not exactly how it played out, but almost.
Is it true, Tobias? I was reading about Show Days, and you come across as, and from stuff that you read, is that consistency is a big thing for you, and scheduling is a big thing for you. And so on Show Days, it sounds like it's a full day. It's not just the show at night. And I think you kind of go like, well, you know what? We're not 20 anymore, but it is. There's a full day of preparation, of making sure you're moving around, of making sure your body's going, of making sure that you play the drums for an hour to kind of get yourself set up, to get into makeup, to kind of get into that mindset, that it turns into a full, I don't want to say a full day affair. I mean, after all, you're playing music for a living, but it's just not as easy as, hey, let's throw on some jeans and let's go get on stage and away we go.
No, it's the day starts way earlier, and there's a prep work that is needed for everything to work at the end of the night. As much as I'm sort of not regarding this as a job, it is definitely a very scheduled and not the sort of job that you can call in sick for.
Right.
And if you don't do the job in the right order, it's kind of like being a carpenter or a painter. If you don't do step one, A and B, you can't just start at B and then hope for, the fabric to stick on the wall if you didn't do the glue part. So it's, it is a very, I love it. So I have no problem with it, but it does require a lot of motivation. And at the end of the day, it can at points be a little bit taxing. More from an emotional standpoint. After a while, once you've done the tour for quite a while, you start getting some weird fatigue that is not necessarily based on you wanting to sleep. It's just that you're filled with your quota of like, I can't take another spoon of impressions.
Right.
Because it's impressions all day. I mean, this is like a complete luxury. I wouldn't even say a problem, but one thing that I think a lot of people on tour don't necessarily think about, but one of the reasons why you get very tired is because you are constantly in new, there's a certain repeat, but there is a constant learning phase, just being in new buildings all the time. So you're constantly sort of absorbing new ground, new rooms, new things, new directions, how to go from your bus to over here. And this sounds really mundane, like, oh, what a joke. But it's stuff like that. It added just the mobility takes a toll on you. So after 6-7 weeks, your brain is sort of not functioning very well anymore.
But there's no way that you're done for the rest of the year.
The way this cycle is planned is that it's going to stretch into the fall of 2023. Originally, we were meant to do a European tour now at the end of the year, and we were supposed to do an American thing at the beginning of the next. But we actually decided not to do it simply because there's just too much traffic right now. And there's so many bands, every band on the planet, big and small, is taking up the airwaves, the real estate. And that has led to, you can't get tour buses, you can't get trucks, you can't get lighting, you can't do anything. And right now we are the cause of other bands not being able to use the 9 trucks that we have. So let's just bow out, just stay away and let other bands do their thing and not be part of the problem more than we already are. And which felt like a very sober decision, especially now, with the fall, not being too dramatic here, but Europe is going through an enormous energy crisis right now.
Right.
If it's not the fuel prices, I think that there might be venues that needs to sort of pick and choose a little what events they are gonna run their generators for. And it just feels like you have to sort of think about the whole context of things. We managed to get a record out that did really well. We have, as soon as this tour is done in a few days, we've done 70 shows this year. That's fantastic. Everything is really cool. I have no complaints whatsoever. So let's just be a little bit sober and do things right. And yeah, we'll come back strong in March.
All right. Very good. Well, I'll tell you what, you're lucky I'm not your manager, because I'd have about 140 shows lined up for you, because 10% of something is a lot more than 10% of nothing.
Just because we're not on the road doesn't mean that we're not doing anything.
You're a good man, Tobias. Impera is out and available now. Obviously, Ghost is on the road. Hey, Tobias, I really appreciated the time. It was very nice talking to you, my friend.
Okay.
Later.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.